Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imnc.org for Tuesday, December 23rd, 2014. Israeli troops attack Christmas march and injure journalists. Meanwhile, a number of residents kidnapped by Israeli troops during pre-dawn invasions. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A number of Palestinian journalists on Tuesday were injured after being targeted by Israeli forces with tear gas and explosive acoustic devices during a nonviolent demonstration which took place near an Israeli checkpoint in northern Bethlehem. Several journalists, activists, and citizens were rushed to the hospital following the dispersal of a peaceful Bethlehem march calling for Christmas without occupation. The demonstration was launched at midday near the 300 checkpoint which leads to Jerusalem. Demonstrators marched to the checkpoint to celebrate Christmas and handed out gifts to the children in the area before soldiers attacked the march. In other news, Israeli soldiers invaded Tuesday Dahiyat al-Yasamin area north of the central West Bank city of Ramallah and demolished a blacksmith workshop. Owner Mahdi al-Khatib said that military bulldozers demolished his workshop, causing property damage estimated by more than 250,000 Israeli shekels. He added that 2 days ago, soldiers and personnel of the civil administration office, run by the army in the occupied West Bank, invaded the area and informed al-Khatib he needs to head to their main office in Beit Il settlement on Wednesday, December 24th, to discuss his property and legal measures. However, the army did not want to wait for the legal procedures and demolished the property that provides livelihood for several families. Earlier on Tuesday, Israeli troops kidnapped 9 Palestinians during invasions targeting a number of West Bank communities. Soldiers kidnapped on Tuesday at dawn 5 Palestinians in Hebron and Nablus districts in occupied West Bank, and 4 Palestinians were kidnapped near Ramallah on Monday night shortly after midnight. Moreover, many Palestinians suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation during clashes between the invading soldiers and local youth. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers invaded several Palestinian homes in different parts of occupied East Jerusalem, leading to clashes and kidnapped 2 children before moving them to interrogation centers in the city. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, December 23rd, 2014, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bamoura.